Watch, GOP ad exposes Virginia Democrat Leslie Coburn's socialist policies. By Sean Moran on October 31, 2018. A Congressional Leadership Fund, CLF. Ad released on Wednesday exposes Virginia 5th Congressional Democrat candidate Leslie Coburn's socialist policies while touting Republican Denver Riggleman's conservative policies. The Congressional Leadership Fund, CLF. A leading super PAC endorsed by House Republican leadership, released an ad Wednesday, titled, Economy, detailing how Virginia 5th District Democratic nominee Leslie Coburn supports Representative Nancy Pelosi's DCA leftist agenda, how Republican candidate Denver Riggleman supports Trump's tax cuts and conservative economic agenda. The CLF ad will run on television in the Roanoke, Virginia, media market and digital platforms throughout Virginia's 5th District. Denver Riggleman supported the middle-class tax cut that helped create 4 million jobs and the lowest unemployment in 50 years, said CLF Communications Director Courtney Alexander. Leslie Coburn joined Nancy Pelosi to oppose the middle-class tax cut, and she even supports a $32 trillion spending plan that could double the national debt. Virginians can't afford Leslie Coburn in Congress, Alexander added. In November 2017, Coburn called the tax cut bill the Republican spending spree for the rich tax plan. Coburn also insisted that the Republican tax bill would cut Medicare a total of $280 billion. While Coburn continued to oppose the tax cuts, claiming that they would add more than $1 trillion to the national deficit, Riggleman, the owner of Silverback Distillery, said he was able to hire more than 10 new employees because of the Republican tax plan. Riggleman, a former Navy intelligence officer, hopes to join the conservative House Freedom Caucus should he join Congress after the November election. Coburn also said that she is 100% for Medicare for All, a single-payer, socialized medicine plan that multiple studies have suggested would cost at least $32 trillion. A Mercatus Center study suggested that the report would cost roughly $38 trillion over 10 years. Outside of Coburn's leftist policies, the Republican-Jewish coalition criticized the Virginia Democrat over her 1991 book Dangerous Liaison, which the New York Times described it as largely dedicated to Israel bashing for its own sake. The Coburn book alleged that Jewish power brokers lobby American and global institutions for the benefit of Israel. In September, the Democratic nominee said during a speech that President Trump has made it acceptable to be a racist again.